702. The Friday Mix. Food.
Afternoon, Aza. It's in Pichang in Soshangu. Yo, Azania. Kiri pizza, Kemana. Or like, I can have pizza like any time of the day. Or like, I can have pizza. Like, it just gives me joy. It makes my body even feel like very, very, very light. Like, yo, wana pizza is everything.
But how funny is this guy?
A whole pizza. Can I move you in other ways, perhaps?
Introduce him to the kind of food that he will fall in love with much more than pizza. But there's no judgment, you see. There's no judgment. To judge others is also to judge ourselves in a way. Yeah. Mike from Moletane in Soweto says Azania Wenza Isho Yako Ibem Nandi. I can't wait for 2:30. All right, Mike. We've got the music, of course, coming up. Another one says, my happy meal is uputu and masi and brown sugar. Yeah. Any given day, it just makes me happy. That comes from Zeb in Rockville. Yo, Zeb, you remind me of someone I know who actually loves putu and masi so much that if he knows you're traveling to Cape Town, he will ask his mother to make that putu and masi, and you bring it with you on that flight. Well, putu, and then of course he gets the masi here. But that's how much he loves it. Right. So, Mpo. Mpo Diane from Food, I love you. Yes. What a pleasure to have met you.
Yes, likewise. I'm really happy to be here today. Yeah.
What a name as well. How did it happen? How did the name come about?
2013, I was very frustrated with my life. I just didn't have a purpose. I wasn't happy. I'd been working in advertising for a number of years. And I just didn't find that thing that made my heart sing. Mm. But then on the other hand, you know, weekends, people are coming to, our apartment, when I was still staying with my then boyfriend, who's my husband now.
Yes.
They'd come through for dinners, you know, and everybody would say, like, Mpo, you need to consider, you know, food. You need to do something. And I just never took it seriously. And at some point, I think early 2014, that's when I was like, you know what, actually, it's time. And then when I fell pregnant, the lights went on. I was like, you know what? I need to, from here on, live my best life at least.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. No, the name actually says it all. So you're based at Victoria Yards. Yes. This is in town.
Yeah.
Tell me about your operations.
Okay. So, Food I Love You is a catering company first and foremost. I used to operate from UJ at their art center for about 2 years there. I had a little deli restaurant there and also I did their catering. Uh-huh. So I've recently moved to Victoria Yards, which is an amazing, amazing art precinct space. And it's also an urban farming yard also. So wherever you walk around, you know, there's like vegetables and there's fruits, you know, anything you can think of, it's there. So I needed something that would literally cultivate and continue to, you know, help me, stay in the creative realm from a food perspective.
Yeah.
So, there I've got, a catering kitchen. I moved from a very, very tiny kitchen at UJ. And the first thing I wanted when I went to look at Victoria Yards, I wanted space in the kitchen, not to be pushing on someone else's bum when you're taking out, you know, chicken from the fridge, which is my life at UJ, but we made it happen, you know, and yeah, I think I went a little bit too big with the kitchen. So my kitchen is quite messy.
No, but it probably then meant that your ambitions had to grow too.
Yeah, true.
So, and it did, because not only are you catering, you've actually done big corporates. You've done work and catered for events. BASA, I just love that organization and the work, of course.
Yeah, they're amazing.
Yeah, Business and Arts South Africa for those awards, MTN Gallery opening. So those kind of big nights, you've catered there. But over and above that, there's also a cozy dining studio.
Yes.
So what, people book this out?
Yeah, you'd book the place out. So what I'm trying to do there is move it from just I need to eat kind of space to let's have food conversations, let's have food meets art kind of conversation. So that's really what it's about. I want to be able to close the gap also between the person who's consuming and us who are cooking in the back, because sometimes people tend to think like, I'll never get there. And, you know, it's just, you can literally get into the kitchen and cook, you know? And I want to cultivate that spirit in people and for people to understand exactly what they're eating. I think that's also very important for me.
Wow.
Yeah.
We got to take a break, but I've got some of your messages coming in just about the food that you love. We've also posted pictures of Mpho's creations that just gave us so, so much joy. So I'll share some of those after the break, and lots of you also sharing your ideas or your techniques of how you can bidisa tlhabego from the very start. It's just so hard to explain. How do you even explain that in English? Or what tlhabego is? It's the starter. It's the starter. The thing. Boy, help me here. She's like, I'm just as clueless as well. Yeah, let's take a break. We'll be back to tell you more about the beautiful, delectable food that Mpho creates.
702. The Friday Mix. Food.
It's 25 minutes past one, and I just got a lovely tweet, even with the picture. Dora Marema says, we get to enjoy food. I love you, Mpho's food, daily here at Victoria Yards. The food is divine, hearty, and heavenly. So a very happy customer. So what is your, there was quite an array of Middle Eastern food on the menu. So tell me about your love of this particular cuisine.
Geez, Middle Eastern food is steeped with love, literally. There's a lot that goes into it, but it's just the process of it. You know, it's not rushed. It's almost like making love, I would say. Yeah. but it's just, you know, it's such a lovely process. And I just love the fusion of things that you wouldn't imagine coming together, you know, so...
You said earlier that there's a reimagining of ingredients within this cuisine.
Definitely. Mm. You know, the way they make use of things like aubergine, pomegranates, apricots, it's just, you know, it goes on and on. Nuts, rose water. It's just, there is no limits. And it's very similar also to how Asians also introduce us to a lot of different flavors, you know.
Yeah.
That's why there's such a thing called... unami, because it's just like you think you know salt, you know, sugar,
savory,
but it just takes it to a different dimension every time. Yeah,
so you prepared falafels, yes. With what is it, labneh, which is a cheese made from strained yogurt, as you're explaining to me, and there were some spices on top,
that's za'atar. So, za'atar is well, you normally get two different za'atars, but the one that's most popular is a green za'atar, and it's got like thyme.
Okay.
First thyme, there's like sesame seeds also. So it's like a nice spice mix, and you literally throw it onto anything. Meat, bread, cheese, you know,
and whatever. And it elevates it.
Chakalaka maybe at home, you know. It just elevates your
No, the hummus definitely. Was delicious. Yes. The Moroccan slow-cooked lamb.
Yeah.
I couldn't get enough of
that. So that had pomegranate. It had pomegranate molasses in it.
Delicious. Yeah. Slow cooked, as you said.
Yeah.
Oh, you could just feel the love. Yeah. Out of that dish, you could absolutely feel the love. It must do very well.
Yeah, no, it's...
Very popular. And then the African side of things, you added a twist to plantain.
Yes.
I always like to say I don't know why.
I love
to plantain.
I mean, the minute I was introduced to plantain, like many years ago, I was just like, wow, this is amazing. But you could do so much more. Like, I can always, you know, when I have an ingredient, kind of taste where you could take it to, or like things you could pair it up with. And, there's an element of acid to it, you know, so I just wanted to heighten that a bit. So that tang of it. So then I did a mint and coriander pesto.
Yes. I get so confused with plantain because I feel like it's between say what you would have for your main and dessert. Yeah.
I feel like it's
caught between dessert and other food.
Yeah. You can have it as a starter. Maybe when people arrive, also put a bowl of plantain there and, you know, let them have it as like almost like your African meze, you know. So
that was a lovely twist with that mint and coriander pesto. And then from South America, you give us these delicious tacos.
Yeah, the ceviches. One of my favorites also. Ceviche is lovely for summer. You know, it's not heavy at all. It's got use of very, very fresh ingredients. You've got tomato, your red onion,
your
spring onion, and salmon also. And then you just drizzle a little bit of sesame seed oil.
Yeah.
some, you know, chili, a little bit if you want bite, and avo, and you're good to go.
You're good to go.
You're good to go.
Out of the Asian part of the world, mm-hmm. there was the peanut satay chicken with yes. coconut jasmine rice.
Yes.
At least I got some insights from you about how to make coconut jasmine yeah. rice. Yeah. You could have it on its own, people. So you got to try this. Look up a recipe of coconut jasmine rice. Go and have it at Food I Love You. And you don't even need anything else.
Yeah.
You don't need anything else. So you had... soy sauce at the bottom.
Yeah, I did a little bit of soy sauce. Actually, that I enjoyed from Great Eastern Food Bar, which is also out. They're actually based at Bamboo Center okay. in Melville.
Mm-hmm.
So they normally do like a little soya at the bottom. So I also did a twist of my own coconut jasmine rice, and I served it with the satay chicken. Yeah.
Beautiful. Absolutely yeah. beautiful thing. A beautiful dish. And then the drink that you brought.
Yes.
Pomegranate.
Yes.
Elderflower and carbonated
water. Yeah.
That yeah. was delicious. Sublime. So yeah. if you're entertaining in this hot summer weather.
Yes, exactly.
Or if you, when you go to Food I Love You, this is the drink to have. I still have my class
this here. Side.
Yeah. I appropriated
yes.
what was left. Thank you so much, Mpo.
Thank you.
We
Thank
can you. Follow you, of course, on social media.
Yes.
Food I Love You on Twitter. Food
yes.
I Love You _ on Instagram.
Yes.
Is there a Facebook page?
Yes, we do have a Facebook. I'm really terrible with social media, I must admit. But I will be doing better in the next couple of weeks.
All right. Fantastic.
Yeah,
but I think that's a good start
Instagram
for us.
Instagram is the first place to get me on email. It's
yeah.
mpo@foodilovyou.co.za. And all the Food I Love You, obviously, spelt out in full. The I Love You, at least.
Yes, yeah. yes, it's spelled yes, in full, yeah. not L-U-V
yes,
or hearts
do,
or anything
like that. We don't do
like
shortcuts,
that.
Yeah.
A testament of that. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
Oh, food that just fills you with joy. That's
yes.
what we got to have today. Food I Love You is the name of Mpo's company.